Money is the lifeblood of the economy, but our money is diseased. Our whole society has a pathological blood disorder with diseased money making laws, jobs, courts, everything sick. Our money is a debt scam run by Jewish shysters. These are facts you can verify. Jews hit the Fed. Look at the names. Greenspan, Bernanke, Yellen, Fisher. Now, there are two battles being fought, monetary policy and fiscal policy. Monetary policy comes first. It's who creates our money. Fiscal policy comes second. It's how government spends the money. Who makes our money? It says the government right on the bill. But it's actually the Jews who make it, not the United States of America. If the government did make our money, it wouldn't have to borrow it, and there'd be no national debt. In 1913, Warburg, Schiff, Rothschild, Untermeyer blackmailed and bribed politicians with perks, insider tips, and bennies to give them the power to create money at interest on debt. This is one of the greatest crimes in the history of man. Now, the Jewish bankers love the Austrian school, an economic scheme with a Jewish stamp, because it opposes government regulation of their crimes. Austrians also claim that fiat money is bad because it creates inflation. That's a crock. Historically, gold standard money has always been largely fiat paper. We were on the gold standard in the roaring 20s. It didn't slow inflation down at all. That's why we call the 20s roaring. Fiat money is only bad if its quantity is controlled by bankers for their profit. But it can be good, like the greenback, if its quantity is controlled by the government. Historically, the American government has a perfectly transparent record of issuing the legally allocated amount. Either way, fiat money is necessary. You can't operate credit cards, ATMs, and debit cards without electronic fiat money. I'm calling for a nationalist convention on monetary reform to replace our sick money with healthy money. The platform I'm presenting is the Chicago Plan, which is already widely recognized by economists. Michael Kumhoff of the IMF recently gave a paper on the Chicago Plan, which made a big splash in financial circles. Martin Wolf of the Financial Times came out for the Chicago Plan. He took flack. And Dennis Kucinich sponsored legislation based on the Chicago Plan.
I propose legislation that will put the Fed under Treasury, legislation that will enable the United States government to not have to borrow money from banks.
This is a bandwagon fighting to get lined up. We need to pile it on and help organize it. Occupy backs it. Bill Still and Ellen Brown support it. Here's the plan. The government takes over the Fed from the Jews. The Treasury creates U.S. dollars without borrowing anything. Borrowing becomes unnecessary. National debt disappears. The government spends or lends the new money into circulation. Elected officials, not Jewish bankers, periodically adjust the quantity issued. That controls inflation based on fixed legal formulas, not on banker profits. Under the Chicago Plan, banks can't create U.S. dollars anymore. They need to get them the hard way, through earnings just like we do, or through deposits. They can't lend money they pretend to have. The government stops selling bonds like T-bills and redeems the old ones with the new money. Look, people with no jobs don't have money. We want to get money into their hands and collection agencies off their backs. One way is by funding the rebuilding of our decaying infrastructure, creating jobs, giving low-interest loans to small businesses, refinancing student loans at lower interest, and making student loans eligible for bankruptcy. Another way is through direct distribution. This may be necessary with all our jobs offshored or taken over by robots. Economies need purchasing power, money in the hands of the people to succeed. But first comes monetary policy, how our money is created. It's in the interest of both conservatives and liberals. We can have a truce on fiscal policy long enough to get monetary policy passed. Monetary reform is the mother of all reform. Without it, Jews will continue to rule the world.